I grew up as a member of the British Empire when Singapore was still a colony. You know what it is to be in a colony? Well, on Empire Day, we sing not Majula Singapura, but God Save the King or Queen, whatever it is. And the biggest event that can ever happen is the marriage of the Prince of Wales. Who is the Prince of Wales? He is the Crown Prince. And when he is getting married, oh, the whole empire rejoices. If you were to be a citizen in London, all the buzz talk that goes around is, will you be there? Will I be there? Oh, it is such a glorious event to attend the wedding banquet of the Prince of Wales. Now tonight we are talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb, and I want you to turn there again so that we can read and understand what it means, marriage supper of the Lamb. This is a scene in heaven. No more on earth, but we are all in heaven. And I heard a great voice of much people saying, Hallelujah! Verse 1 of chapter 19, Revelation chapter 19, verse 1. Much people saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Then we jump on to verse 9, which is the theme of our sermon this evening. And he said unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are invited, called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's as it were, if you can think of what it means, to be invited to the queen or king's great banquet, where the prince is going to get married. This is the greatest event of life, do you know? What is the greatest event in your life? Those of you who are married will recall the biggest event in your life, in my life, was the day we got married. And this verse refers to a great day, similar in importance. I'm so glad you all are here, so that you understand tonight's message applies to you. Because the alternative of not being at this great banquet of the marriage of the Lamb is something unthinkable, something that you will not want to be at, because the alternative to this is great punishment and shame, and the wrath of God will fall upon you. So this is the alternative. Wonderful. This great banquet, which I call, was promised by our Lord at the very last dinner he had with the disciples, which is called the Last Supper. You may recall it was the night when Jesus was to be betrayed, and then put into the hands of sinners to be condemned and then to be killed, crucified for you and for me. And at that Last Supper, he told the disciples, remember, this was a very ominous and very solemn event. The last time that our Lord was going to have a meal with his disciples on earth before he went to his death. And he says, I will not eat or drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. This was the promise. I will not eat until, this is the event that we are looking forward to, the marriage supper of the Lamb, when the kingdom of God shall come, is an event that we all must look forward to, you and I, because the alternative is not pleasant at all. I thank God you are here again. Thank God that you will know what is at stake. And thank God if you have put your faith already in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be there as the Lord has promised that He will eat and drink with you on that day, the greatest event in the Christian life of all of us. How do we qualify to be invited? Blessed are they who are called, who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. What is the basis of your being invited? If you are in the British Empire, then you got to be somebody related to the powers that be. How are you related here that you will be invited? If you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, as it says in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, then you will be invited, then you will be most blessed. Alternatively, there will be great, unthinkable punishment. When God sends His justice and judgment upon planet Earth, all those who are not at this marriage supper of the Lamb will be under curse and punishment. How were we redeemed and exempted from that great punishment? Because you put your trust. I put my trust. There was a day when I heard the gospel, Christ died for my sins, that He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and I believe it was for me. You put your faith in Him. You will be invited to the wedding, to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And just as Christ loved the church, here is a message, a word to husbands. Husbands, love your wives, because Jesus Christ loved the church as Himself and died for the church. This is from Ephesians How do you qualify to be invited to be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb? Do you know how? To those who maybe have never put their faith in Jesus Christ, tonight is the night. For by grace are we saved through faith. Grace is God withhold giving blessing that you do not deserve, that I do not deserve. Not of yourselves. It is not something that you can work for. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. This is Paul's gospel defined for us, that you and I may understand how you will get invited to the marriage banquet of the Lamb. Now you say, we are here on earth. How can we be in that heavenly place to have a banquet of the Lamb? Here, I invite you now to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Please turn there. First Thessalonians chapter 4, a passage that we have recently gone over, and it is of great significance to our understanding of the marriage supper of the Lamb. First Thessalonians chapter 4, for if we believe, verse 14, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, and died for you and rose for you, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. This is a word of comfort to any of us who have believing relatives, loved ones, friends who have died, and you grieve for them because you miss them. You wonder, when can we ever meet again? Especially if it is a loved one. It says here, do not worry. Do not grieve for them unduly. Yes, in our physical state at this moment, we all do feel the sadness and sorrow of parting. But if you believe, verse 14, that Jesus died and rose for you and for the departed loved one whom you miss so much, even so, that person who sleeps in Jesus, God will bring with him. This is an event, a miraculous, I would say unimaginable, happening that will come at a time you do not know. When will it be? It will take us by surprise, but be ready for it. Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. This is how this event will come about. How will we be in the banquet of the wedding banquet, the marriage banquet? How will it be? Verse 16 says, the Lord will descend from heaven. He will come not to the earth, but he will come in the air. This is not the second coming itself. It is called the rapture in our terms, although the word rapture is not found in the Bible, but you'll be caught up. This is the rapture. Will you be part of the rapture? This is the challenge for tonight, the message for all of us. I say, thank God you are here to hear this message. Verse 16. The Lord shall descend from heaven into the air. And at that moment, all of us who believe in him will be transformed. Change in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and you'll be taken up at the last trumpet, for the trumpet of God shall sound. Then the first event that happens is the dead in Christ arise. Those you grieve for will be resurrected. Amazing. You say, how can it be? You say, how can it be? I ask you, how can it be? If you believe that God raised Jesus in the same way that your loved one or my loved one who had put his faith in Jesus Christ, Jesus will raise him up. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain, supposing it should happen at this time, yes, while we are here, suddenly all of us will go up, will disappear out of this place through the roof, because we will be spiritual, no longer physical. Please understand. And we will be taken up, snatched up. This is called the rapture. And we which are alive, verse 17 I'm reading, and remain shall be caught up together, changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. How fast is the twinkling of an eye? Oh, so fast, just like that, with the flip of a finger. Then we will be up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Now let's continue with the OHPs. So, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Suddenly, when the Lord comes, the dead in Christ rise up, then we who are alive at that moment will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Then all the believers, past and present, will be taken up. All this will happen without the knowledge of the rest of the unsaved, unbelieving people on earth. They will not. All they notice is, suddenly, when they come to this church, there are nobody left here. All have been taken away. For believers only, it is in secret. It is for the church. Will you be part of this wonderful event? Ah, dear friends, this is the whole question that you must answer. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb. Following the rapture, up in heaven, it will happen in the heavenly place. And suddenly we'll all be gathered there. Wonderful reunion with the loved ones. All sorrow will be a thing of the past, and joy will be unspeakable. There will be the grand feast according to the Lord's promise. I recall for you, at the time of the Last Supper, he says, take and eat. This is my body. I will not do this again until I eat it anew with you. When the kingdom of God comes, I will do it with you. This is the promise. And it is promised at every remembrance supper. Every time you come to the Lord's table, you are reminded of the Lord's promise. And what he promises, he will fulfill, because God's word never fails. And then There will be a great convocation up in heaven where you and I and the believers past, believers present, will all be gathered together only for the church in heaven. Question is, will you be there? Will you be there? Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the promise that all who believe and trust in the Lord, the one who went to the cross willingly to shed His blood for us and to die in our place and to save us from our sins, and who promises that all who believe in Him will be gathered together at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and there we shall have a great celebration of the beginning of a new life, a life with Thee forever and ever. O Lord, may this be our portion, be our assurance. Everyone who has put his faith, and perchance there is someone who has not yet put her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, may do so even now. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. We close with a hymn 500.